moyo wangu ukae kimya. Amen.
Hello. Now it is time for message from Tanzania, where Ayob, a young pastor, shares his Christ-driven message with you. His hope is the fire of God will fall on you and encourage you.
Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. This is 92.3 FM Radio. Here I am, Pastor Ayob Kenneth from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. I have bring for you the sermon which says, 3 keys to assess the blessing of the Lord. Yes. At the time that Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the ark of the covenant of the Lord and stand before the Lord to minister and to pronounce blessing in his name as they still do today. It comes from Deuteronomy 10:8. I'm sure by now you have heard the worship anthem, the blessing. It is straight out of scripture, super anointed and set to memorable and powerful melody and chords. As I listened for the first few times through, I was overwhelmed by the fact that God is for us and wants to bless us. I once heard it put like this: blessing in ancient Hebrew means anointed to win, empowered to overcome, and impossible to curse. Especially during the tumultuous time the world is experiencing, we need to walk in the blessing of the Lord. One scripture that kept running through my mind was Deuteronomy 10 verse 8, where it said that God anointed the priest to pronounce blessing in his name. Their words were the avenue through which the blessing of the Lord would come upon the people. What stood out to me the most was the fact that God had set apart a system through which people could receive his blessing. God uses people to reach people, and the priests were set up to pronounce blessing in his name. The very fact that he set up priests to bless is evidence enough that God wants to bless us. Not only did the Levites pronounce blessing in his name, Jesus actually did the same thing. He lifted up his hand and blessing them. It comes from Luke 24 verse 50. Ultimately, we are blessed with the every spiritual blessing in Christ, Ephesians verse 1:33. But the kingdom of God is voice activated. Even Jesus' ministry was a declarative ministry. He, quoting Isaiah, said this about himself, that he was anointed to preach the gospel to the poor, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. It comes from Luke 4 verse 18 to 19. What am I saying? God wants to bless you. His blessing is released through declaration. Here are some important keys to assess the blessing of the Lord. Number 1, be convinced that God wants to bless you. God is for you, comes from Romans 8:31. If you are against you, then you are against God. It is time to get on the winning team. Do you really want to be fighting against God? Since God is for you, you should be also. Many times we hinder what we receive from God because we don't believe we are worth. But praise God for the gospel of Jesus. God has qualified us through Jesus to receive all God's blessing. Comes from Colossians 1:12. God bless you. Remind you, this is 92.3. Yes. I'm Pastor Ayob Kenneth. Blessing is the will of God for your life. We're coming to key number two. Know what the blessing is so you can expect it. Let's revisit the ancient Hebrew definition. Number 1, anointed to win. 2, empowered to overcome. 3, impossible to curse. When the blessing of the God gets on you, your life gets enriched. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds on sorrow with it. Proverbs 10:22. It's his favor, wisdom, protection, abundance, stability, grace, joy, freedom, peace, all resting upon you, and wherever you put your hand to. Check out Numbers. Verse 6, 22 up to 27, and in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 up to verse 4, for more. Just for clarity, it does not mean that the life gets void of trials and nothing tough if it ever happens. There are definitely times of trials and challenges, but with the blessing of the Lord upon us, we have strength, endurance, and favor even in the tough times. Just take a look at the Joseph's life in Genesis. God bless you. This is 92. Number 3. Position yourself to receive the blessing. The blessing is released through declaration that what the priests were appointed to do, and it's the same today. Peter, 1 Peter 2:8 says, "We are the royal priesthood." Attend ministries that believes in declaration of God's blessing upon you and receive from spoken word. It was the declaration of priests that released the blessing, released the breakout to Anna's prayers. 1 Samuel 1:17. Did you know you can also declare it over yourself? One time we were leading a young man in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and he got the gift of tongues. He actually started speaking Mandarin, Chinese. We knew that because one of our friends who was the president lived there. We believe that one of the friend of ours who was a youngest in a youth organization, who was a president, lived there. So we believe that understood him. He translated what he was saying as this: "You believe in him, you believe in him." The young man, empowered by the Holy Spirit, he was declaring over himself to have faith in God. What's the point? You have the ability to declare the truth and blessing of the God over yourself. God is able. The blessing is released through the presence of God. A man named Obed Edom hosted the presence of God at his house for 3 months, and the Bible says the blessing of the Lord got on him and his entire household. That's come from Psalm 2 Samuel 6:11-12. You position yourself to receive the blessing by being in the presence of the God. Be intentional on the personal times of worship. Be intentional on attending the ministry that prioritize the presence of God. Lean into the time when the Spirit of God manifests himself. Trust in the gospel of Jesus. We are blessed in Christ. All the promise of God are apprehended by faith. It takes a time, childlike trust. God give each one of us a measure of faith. Let us to believe it, the gospel. And instead of the fear-driven reports, a pastor friend who was sharing with me liberation from the story of Passover, the spirit of the days was passing through the town of Egypt and would kill every firstborn of every house unless there were a substitute sacrifice of a pure lamb. The blood of lamb on the doorpost would prove that days had already visited the house so that the spirit days would pass over. The powerful things about the story was the spirit of the dead didn't go inside the house, investigate what kind of the people were in there. When he saw the blood of the lamb, he passed it over. What does it mean for us? It doesn't matter what you are, where you have come from, or what you have done. If you are covered by the blood of the lamb, Jesus Christ, the enemy has to pass on by. Jesus has qualified you. You are forgiven and washed clean. You are covered. Believing the gospel makes you a magnet for the blessing of the Lord. Let's turn to the tide of the Christ time by not only receiving the blessing of the for ourselves, but declaring blessing of the Lord over our nation, family, and those affected by sickness and disease. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I would like to leave you with the question: how have you experienced the blessing of the Lord? I would like to test yourself through such a question, and may the presence of God be with you. Remind you, this is the 92.3 FM radio. You are with Pastor Ayub Kennedy. God bless you.
We hope that you are enriched by Ayub's message, and he encourages you to share this message with family and friends. To contact Ayub, you can email him on ayoubkenny98@gmail.com, or you can WhatsApp him through his mobile number That is +2556559471940 for prayers and support.